and it's happening in Stony Brook. There's a lot going on. I'm going to tell you about. And it is part of a spotlight on Long Island, a segment right here. Brian Cohn, he is the president of the Long Island Speakers Bureau, does some things with the town of Brookhaven. He will moderate a discussion tonight. We're going to broadcast 6 to 9, by the way, Shalera McKay. And we welcome Mr. Cohn to the airwaves, our pal there. Brian, how are you?
Jay, doing fine. Thank you so much for this. And there's 2 thank yous in here.
And I'll tell you, Brian was an aspiring sportscaster. We almost hired him here to do sports. I asked him a simple audition question of who his favorite Islander was, and he said me, yours truly. But in essence, I was looking for John Tavares. So he doesn't know a hockey puck from a basketball, but we still love him anyway. There you go. But an aspiring sportscaster, an aspiring sportscaster into a pretty good deal for yourself right now. Should be a fun night tonight, huh?
Oh, I'm very much looking forward to this. You know, the weather's good. That's fine. We got a great group of people coming down. It's a pleasure to do something with my friends over here with LI News Radio. It should be good. And we're going to be talking about some of the great projects that are taking place in Suffolk County. 2 of them are ongoing. One is a maybe. But if it happens, it'll be pretty wild. And I think great for a lot of different reasons.
And you're going to have – tell the folks the panel. I know Bill Mannix, our pal over at the town of Islip, Economic Development. You're going to have others there too, right?
Sure. We got Bill Mannix, as you stated. Jim Tullo, the deputy director at the Brookhaven IDA. And also Dennis Cretone. Dennis races a car. And he is one of the representatives of the group that's looking for a drag strip on Long Island. Long Island needs a drag strip. And they've made some pretty good cases as to why. But we're not really going to go into that altogether too much as to why or where, those kind of things, because that's still up in the air. But the possibilities of and what that would mean to the business community and what some of these other projects mean to the business community and how businesses can participate. And that I mean by the smaller and medium-sized businesses.
Yeah, Brian Cohn with us, Long Island Speakers Bureau. He does. Now, you do things with the town of Brookhaven, with the planning department, right, Brian?
It's with the IDA. So we work with the IDA, directly through the IDA, and it's with the Brookhaven Business Advisory Council. So what we're doing there is we mostly have 3 main projects. We get out to the community also, but we run a job fair in June, which we just had. We also do a business expo, which is going to take place October 10th. And then also have a CEO breakfast. And they gave me the opportunity to be the visual one on that. So I interview the vendors at both the job fair and also at the business expo, and we put that up on the TV. And then also I moderate the panel for the CEO breakfast. And it's a lot of fun moderating these panels, as you do when it comes to interviewing people. It's great to bring out the best in people and to really get down to the core of what we're trying to accomplish. And obviously, you're looking at things from more of a news standpoint, and I'm looking at things from more of a possibility standpoint. What if we understood a situation a little bit better, or prepared for interviews a little bit better with the job fair, or learned how to network a little bit better with the business expo? In this case, we really are looking to focus. What I'm really looking to deliver from this one is how, as a small business owner, do I interact with the IDAs of both Brookhaven and Islip, and also get involved with some project that might happen, because look, if they get that drag strip here, according to their studies, it's a $17 million industry, just directly with that, let alone some of the other possibilities. And it might answer some of the issues that some of these other manufacturing businesses have.
No doubt. Brian Cohn with us. I'll be there tonight. The Hilton Garden folks, Stony Brook, 7 o'clock, by the way, his panel discussion to get on the way. 6 tonight, we're going to be broadcasting Shalera McKay. You know, the drag strip is an interesting one. We spoke about this years ago. You know, Riverhead bandied about. Riverhead needs to get something over at Epcot. We know the problems and everything else still exists with 555 and Illuminati and everything else that exists there. Who knows? But I do believe, because it is such a sport at this point in time, that it would make money here. It's just a matter of where to put it. I mean, that's the biggest thing right now. But I think it's something that maybe should have came to fruition many years ago, you know?
Oh, I agree. And you're talking to a guy, I raced the car, the Run With Your Brun class at Freeport Speedway, and I won. They got a little 4-cylinder Capri. And, you know, and I've gone go-kart racing with my son also. So those kind of things could happen at a drag strip also. And I'm really glad that Tom is coming tonight, because you want to talk about the illegal street car racing that's also taking place? Well, going back years ago, and I had an interest in this years ago, I spoke to the L.A. Police Department, and what they do is they race with the other race car drivers, or, and they don't have to, not professional, but, you know, the other street races. But they're doing it in an environment that's totally safe, got all the safety gear, absolutely no alcohol, and every once in a while, when I get a chance to speak to the police department with the community relationship and trying to build much more of a positive rapport with everybody, what a great way to do it. You know, you're sitting there, you're racing against each other, you're swapping stories back and forth. You know, that really is a great thing. And I can give you the business side of it, too, from the employee standpoint going out. But I think it would be great maybe to reduce, eliminate would be nice, any of the street racing that's taking place, build up rapport, create a few other opportunities besides just the let's go watch the cars tear down the track kind of thing.
Oh, you're right. Too many incidents, fatalities. I remember in Farmingdale, you know, it's a tough situation. It really is. Maybe L.A. does it right, but certainly I think the island has to consider something of its nature. I think people would enjoy it. You know, Riverhead Raceway was very successful, you know, in, as far as a racing track was concerned. Do a great job, a staple out there on Route 58. So hopefully something to be considered. I think it would bring in a ton of money, no doubt.
Yeah. And they're still going. Riverhead at its level is still very successful. And I had the conversation with Dennis, who's going to be there on the panel. And, you know, I asked, like, you know, if you build a drag strip, is that going to be in competition with Riverhead? And their comment was no. You know, the Riverhead people would also like to see a drag strip. It's a different kind of racing, and the Riverhead facility is not big enough for a drag strip. So it's fine. It's a complimentary, and that's the beautiful part about networking. It's a complimentary business. Everybody wins.
No doubt, Brian Cohn with us. He'll lead the way. A big-time panel discussion tonight, 7 o'clock. Hilton Garden in there in Stony Brook. Circle Drive should be a really fun evening. You're going to have a cook-off, a chef there, a wine bourbon bar, drink responsibly. Everything is going to be flowing nicely there this evening. You know, as far as the, Tulo and Mannix, a couple of good guys there, you know, I look at projects, Brian. I look at the Nassau hub there regarding in and around the new Coliseum, what they're planning there. Look at the Ronkonkoma hub. I look at Heartland, if that gets off rolling. I look at everything involved with some of the towns and development, what's happening in and around. You know, look at Belmont, even Belmont, the Islanders Arena, what's going to go on there. You know, these are big projects that will really kind of shape the island. And, you know, you look 25 years down the road, you're going to see a different picture. It's just a matter of getting there. And we know that there's some tough times as far as the economics right now, both counties. You know, what Suffolk's going through, what Nassau is going through as far as assessment and everything else. But at least when you focus, and we've talked to some of the heads of state regarding some of these projects, it's promising, at least to think you can have a little bit of a turnaround with these things, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the two projects we're going to specifically talk about tonight, it's going to be the airport and how businesses could participate with the growth of the airport, and possibly, you know, as that continues to expand. And that could be anything from having a kiosk in the place or a little, you know, the shops that are inside of the airport, you know, right next to the studio, of course. And then what people they're looking to bring in. So is it more of a business crowd or is it more tourists for the island? So that's kind of the direction I want to go with tonight with Bill on the Islip side of things. And then Jim with Brookhaven is going to be talking about the Ronkonkoma Hub. You know, they're ready to start leasing the apartments out there. That's going to bring a lot more people in. Maybe what they're hoping, I guess, is to bring make it much easier for the commuters. So this way they're only having to pay those couple $100 for the Long Island Railroad. Maybe could drop a car and swap off the dollars that way and make that into a downtown area. But all of these things create opportunities for other businesses. And I'm sure that a lot of businesses don't know. You know, they just don't call up the town supervisor or they call up the airport director and say, oh, you know, I have this kind of a business. You know, can you tell me how to get involved? You know, is it sending in a request for proposal on something? Is it networking? Is it just knowing the right people? So I want to make that a little bit more transparent as to how more and more people, more and more business owners can be involved in these projects. I'll let you deal with the cows just to get them off the ground.
Yeah, no, listen, I think people have a lot of questions. You know, they have some good ideas. It's just a matter of getting started, you know, like anything. You know, I mean, if they have a, you know, a procedure, if they have an agenda, I think people would be more in tune of getting businesses off the ground in some sort of fashion, you know?
Well, they should. Hey, look, you and I both have the same agenda. You know, it is expensive to live here. There is challenges with living here, the rest of that. But the more and more we can all grow, it makes some of these other things kind of disappear. Yeah, we do need to fix the potholes, okay. You know, but the taxes and the expenses, it's a great place to live. We got the bays, we got the oceans, we got all kinds of recreation in and around here. The airport's to get us anyplace. You know, we have the city right in our backyard, and going out to Montauk, it's like a whole different world, too. I love living on Long Island. Hope to never move. I just want to see it be a success for everybody. And we got to bring everybody along.
Summer is the best. What we're going through now, mid-80 temps, the beaches, you know, even the fall, you know, you get the pumpkins and the strawberries and everything. You know, I tell you, it's fantastic. No better place for a couple of months than Long Island for sure. And no better place tonight, because that's when you'll see Mr. Cohn in action, as he will lead a panel discussion. Jim Tullo and Bill Mannix, and even some drag strip situations, right? And all beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. Business opportunities galore, and what it will create and everything else. You're going to have the wine and bourbon bar, the cigar lounge outdoors. The DJ chef will be there. There's going to be an iron skillet cook-off. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hilton Garden Inn, Stony Brook, folks. That's One Circle Road in Stony Brook. It's right on Stony Brook University's main campus. It's a nice place. Entry is free. No registration required. So come on down and network. Let me tell you something. Networking is the key to life. It really is. And you're going to have a lot of fun there tonight. Brian.
And I'll make sure that happens, too, with the panel. No, so anybody goes there, we'll do that nearby LinkedIn thing so everybody can connect, bring the business cards, got plenty of time for everybody to chat and get to know each other. You know, I did one of these panels over at the HIA, and, you know, we're there from a networking standpoint to gain some knowledge. We did that one on media. This one will be a little bit different, but it's still the same thing. You know, we still want to get out. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to meet those that they should be meeting and develop relationships where both parties could really achieve something. So that really is something we're looking forward to. Yeah, it's nice. No registration, totally free. Couldn't be easy to get to. You're right up Nichols Road, pulling to the campus, and there it all is. At least before I go, I want to thank you for tonight, because it's actually you in one of your interviews that actually created this. You had Bill Mannix on as a guest, and Bill Mannix had stated how well they work and how much they work with the town of Brookhaven and the other IDAs. And that's when it dawned on me, it's like, wow, what a great message that is in and of itself, to show that the different townships are working with each other to make the place better. Where too many people think that they have to compete with one another that's in a kind of supporting or a very similar industry, and that's not the case. We really can all win if we all work together, and I truly believe that.
Listen, I agree. Bill's a great guy, really is, and does a great job in Islip, and, you know, some good things to come about. Look what Islip has done with itself over the last couple of years. So they do a wonderful job. Mannix is a great guy. Well, I'm on again. Yeah. So we look, it's all
he
good. We look forward to tonight.
He shows up at our charity walks also for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. So kudos to him on that one.
He's a good man. And we're proud to partner with the town, by the way, for the PM Replay Show, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. Mr. Cohn, always a pleasure. Great having you on. Don't be a stranger, right? Now, listen, if you want to do sports again, just submit a tape like everyone else, and we will judge you accordingly, my friend.
I spoke to my son. Maybe he could teach me. He's very, very good with the sports. But I'll learn. And you know what? If we bring a racetrack, a drag strip to Long Island, maybe I'll be the racing guy to talk about some of the stuff that's going on. And maybe I'll be the one to tell you, so, you know, we brought a bunch of high school kids out to the track, or these high school kids built a car, and all of a sudden they were very interested in graphics, auto mechanics, metal manufacturing, and they became the future of Long Island, because we have so much manufacturing going on here, and that's a great way to get them interested in it.
You know, you're unbelievable.
That was a weak segue, but I took it.
You are A shameless plug down the road there for yourself. Very good. Listen, always a pleasure to have you. You know that I love you.
You too, Jay. We'll absolute pleasure. Right. Love listening to the show. You do a great job. And, it's great. Love this opportunity. And thank you to the LA News, the whole team over there, for allowing me to do this. It's really, really very great, excited about it.
The great, really is a good guy. He'll be there tonight. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate a few here.
You got it, Jay. Enjoy.
All righty. Good guy. Really is. Brian is a good man. He does some great things. You know, he's one of those guys under the radar. IDA, Brookhaven, Speakers Bureau. You know, this is a guy who really gets out there. And he'll do a great job tonight. He really will. He'll do a wonderful job tonight. 7 o'clock over there at the Hilton in Stony Brook. That's right down Nichols. Brian's right. Right down Nichols, right on the campus. So it's a great little place. And the LA News Radio will do a phenomenal job there.